Santa, can you hear us? Paul Perry Show, Boston, Beijing, Santa Claus. Oh, I think I hear you there. Can you hear me, Santa?
Yes, Paul, I do. I like that megaphone you have. I think I'll get one of those from the elves for Christmas when I'm flying over your house. I'll yell down to you. And I have Jill in the studio with me tonight, one of my elves who's very helpful here, helps Santa sort through the emails and all the phone calls.
Hey, Santa.
How are you? Look lovely tonight, Jill. You're downstairs with the elves, and I want to know if you could tell me, is Herbie behaving down there tonight?
He has been. There was a little bit of trouble earlier today, but he's been a lot better, so...
Trouble? Was he getting into the misfit toys again?
Of course, he was playing with all the toys.
I do have to have a chat with him after tonight's broadcast. All right, who's first up there?
All right, Santa, let's go to line one to Marty, who is 5 from Belmont.
Hello, Marty. Merry Christmas. How are you tonight?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Marty. And what do you have on your list?
A 10ODS.
Yes.
And Mercantile Stunt Cars, the little ones.
Right. Anything else?
Cartridges for the game.
Okay.
And that's it.
Well, that's a nice list you have there, Marty. Thank you. Are you getting excited for Christmas?
Yeah, you know what?
What?
I just want surprises.
You want some surprises?
Yeah.
Oh, Marty, I'm going to bring you a surprise. Well, I can't tell you what it is now, but you'll find out in about a little less than 2 weeks, okay?
Yeah.
And you make sure you tell your mommy and daddy that I'm bringing you a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Marty, I got to go now, but thank you for calling me. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
What's that?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Marty. Bye now, son. That's a nice boy.
All right, Santa, line two, we have Brady, who is 6 from Canton.
Hello, Brady. Hello, Brady.
Hello.
Hello, Brady. This is Santa Claus. How are you tonight?
Great.
That's good.
I wanted Legos.
Yes.
And I want iCoaster.
I'm listening. And anything else you'd like on your list, Brady? Talk right to Santa Claus in the telephone, honey. What else is on your list? Hello?
And I wanted...
There we are. Brady, you have to tell Mommy and Daddy to turn your radio down, because if you don't, sweetheart, it's going to confuse you, because Santa comes all the way from the North Pole, and it takes a few seconds when we talk for it to get onto your radio, so that will really... really confuse you. So I have most of that list, Brady. I'm going to put you on hold, and if there's anything we missed, we'll grab it as soon as we finish with the other children. Thank you.
All right, Santa, on line three, we have Patrick, who is 10 from Whitman.
Oh, hello, Patrick. Are you there, Patrick? Oh, wait a minute. Let's try this. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Santa.
How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. So are you getting a little excited for Christmas?
Yeah.
Excellent. What's on your list?
A pocket rocket. An iPod and some Patriot stuff, and for all the kids in the world to be happy.
Thank you, Patrick. You're happy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, then you meet up with some of your friends at school. You continue to try to make them happy as well, Patrick, and you'll be doing your part too, okay?
Okay.
All right, Patrick, have a great night, son. Thank you.
And now, 105.7 WROR presents another letter from Santa's cyber sack.
Oh, the elves love it when they get to come on and do that. You're doing a fine job, elves. Dear Santa, my name is Sean. I'm 3 years old. May I ask a gift from you? Of course you may, Sean. It's great to sleep with Mommy and Daddy, but I really would love to have my own bed. May I have my favorite cartoon, Lightning McQueen sports car bed?
Oh, I'd love one of those, too.
You'd like the Mustang bed,
oh,
too.
Definitely.
I do love those. For my Christmas and birthday gift, my birthday's on December 26th. Oh, my, one day after my big visit. Hope my wish can come true. Well, Sean, I think there's a very good chance it will. Thank you, Santa. Merry Christmas to you. Love, Sean. Hi, Santa. I am a big kid at heart and have been listening to you on my drive home from work each night. My wish this year is not really a wish, but a big thank you to you and all of your elves. Each evening I listen to the children, and it brings back so many memories. Thank you for all of your hard work. God bless Kathleen McConnell. Thank you, Kathleen. Santa appreciates that, because way deep down inside, we're all still little children. That's why Santa loves his work so very, very much.
All right, Santa, on line four, we have Austin, who is five from Taunton.
Oh. Hello, Austin. How are you tonight?
Hi.
Tell Santa what's on your list.
Hold on one second. He's kind of shy.
Oh, okay.
Austin. Here, can I have some food?
Well, if Austin's too shy, why don't you tell me what it is that you would like?
Well, I can tell you what you want.
All right, why don't you tell me what Austin would like?
He wants toy cars, and he wants a big boat.
And how about the chalk? Does he want chalk or a chalkboard?
Yeah, he wants chalk and chalkboard.
Okay, now what's your name? What's your name?
I'm Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca, and how old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12. All right, Rebecca, thank you for running interference for Austin. That makes you a very sweet sister. Santa will remember you as well, okay?
He wants to say bye to you. Hold on a
okay.
Second. Austin, say bye. Santa, say bye. Say bye. Say bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Austin.
He said bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now I know how the Backstreet Boys used to feel. Or get the screams.
All right, line five, we have Trevor, who is seven from Salem, New Hampshire.
Hello, Trevor. Welcome to Santa's workshop in the North Pole.
Hi.
Hi, Trevor. What's on your Christmas list?
A Pikachu stuffed animal, a Raichu stuffed animal, all the cute Pokemon cards, and a globe for studying the Earth.
Oh, a globe. That way you can see exactly where Santa flies all over the world from the North Pole. So, Trevor, what grade are you in?
Second.
And do you have a class in second grade that studies, like, geography?
Yeah.
Do you like that class, Trevor?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Well, Trevor, thank you for calling me tonight, and I'll look forward to seeing you on Christmas Eve.
Bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
All right, Santa, line six, we have Cade, who is eight from Saugus.
Hello, Cade.
Hi, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What do you have for me tonight?
A DS and a Pokemon game, Pearl.
Okay. Now, the DS, I understand that in the Pokemon game. Okay, we've got that down. Do we have more of those in the workshop, Jill?
We do. We're all set.
Because sometimes we run a little low and we've got to make extras. Anything else, Cade?
No.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling, Santa. I have a special request, Paul, if you're listening closely down in Boston. We're not way up here in the North Pole. Do you have that song, the one that... what was his name? He used to have a television show. He was with Jerry Lewis. Dean Martin. Oh, yes, Dean Martin. He used to make me laugh. Do you have one of those Christmas songs that he does? What it's like to live in the North Pole. You know, the one about the cold?
Remember, kids, if you can't get through, or even if you do get through and you'd like to email Santa directly, you can do that by going to our website at WROR.com. And I think you scroll down maybe just a tiny bit. You'll see a picture of Santa, and it says, email me here, email Santa here. And when you do that, Santa will receive your email. He only reads some of them on the air, but he reads all of them to himself, because that's what Santa does. He's fair across the board. And now we're reaching out to the North Pole again to make another connection with Santa Claus. And oh, I hear the workshop already. Wait to hear those bells.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. Yes, Paul, you're right about the email. And I'd like to start this segment off with an email that I did receive from an entire class. And I know they're listening tonight. It's room 19. At room 19, the children from Mrs. Kennan's class, grade 1, at Lake Street School in Spencer, Mass. Oh, little Jill the Elf, don't you wish you could go to school with these children?
Oh, I totally wish I could.
Now, the children from Mrs. Kennan's class at, again, Lake Street School in Spencer, Mass. have written a wonderful book for you, Santa. They have been sending it around for all the parents to read, and it's terrific. I thought I would forward a few of their questions. They will be listening tonight. All right, children from room 19. For Mrs. Kennan's class, here are some of your questions. How are you in the elves? Oh, that's an easy one. We're wonderful. With every day that Christmas gets closer and closer, we light up a little bit more until we're glowing for Christmas Eve. How do you jump? Do you jump in the snow? Well, I'll tell you the truth, children from room 19. I jump in the snow, and sometimes I even fall in the snow.
Yes, you do.
Getting in the sleigh. How are the reindeer? Are they good to you? Yes, they are. How do you put presents in the bag? I must tell you, children, that the presents magically get into the bag. I really even don't understand how it happens myself. They go in, and just when I think I've taken all the presents out, there are more presents in the bag until I deliver all of them. How is Mrs. Claus? She's wonderful. How do you fly? Well, the reindeer fly. I fly up and down the chimney, and I fly the same way you walk. I just wish myself up and down, and I go. And tell the reindeer and elves that we say hi. Here's a P.S., though. Can you give Mrs. Kennan a trip to Florida this year? She's been very good. Well, I don't know. We'll have to work on that. Thank you, and we all love you. The children from room 19, Mrs. Kennan's class, grade 1, Lake Street School in Spencer. That's a wonderful idea, children. Thank you for taking the time to talk about Santa while you're at school. And I hope you mention to all your friends that you're listening to him from the North Pole here at WROR.
All right, Santa, let's go to line 1 to Bianca, who is 10 from Derry, New Hampshire.
Hey, Bianca, good evening and Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, Santa.
How are you tonight?
Good.
That's good. Have you prepared a few things you'd like to tell me?
Yeah, on my Christmas list, I was, webcam and a Hannah Montana CD.
The night won't be complete if I don't hear from Hannah Montana.
I know.
That's wonderful. Do you watch your television show, Bianca?
What?
Do you watch the Hannah Montana television show?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty good. All right, Bianca, thank you for calling me tonight from Derry, New Hampshire. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay.
All right, Santa, let's go to line 8 to Brielle, who is 4 from Foxborough.
Hello, Brielle.
Hi.
Tell Santa right into that telephone what you would like for Christmas.
I would like We're Loving Baby and a Hannah Montana guitar and We're Loving Kitten.
Oh, that's good. That sounds wonderful. Anything?
I love you, Santa. Oh. I love you so much.
Well, I love you too, Brielle, and I love you so much. And thank you for calling me.
Okay, bye.
Good night, sweetheart. Santa, Nisa. It's all these cookies. Mrs. Claus said to me, Santa, you better start eating some good fruits and vegetables. So pardon, Santa, while I have a bite for my apple. This is delicious. You take one of those apples later down to the reindeer. They love those.
Oh, I will. I definitely will for Rudolph. I will.
They love carrots and apples. All right, who's next with Santa?
All right, Santa, let's go to line 5 to Bridget, who is 6 from Salem, New Hampshire.
Hello, Bridget.
Hi, Santa.
How are you tonight, sweetheart?
Good.
That's good. What would you like for Christmas?
I'd like a pink guitar.
Mm. And anything else pink?
A pink bike.
A pink bike. And anything else, Bridget?
A webcam.
And how about a pink remote car?
Yep.
Yes, pink is a wonderful color. Well, thank you, Bridget. And I'll work on getting those things for you for Christmas. You sound like a very nice girl, and I'm sure I don't have to ask you if you've been naughty or nice, because you've been nice, haven't you, Bridget?
Yeah.
I thought so, Bridget. Well, thank you for calling me, and have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Good night, sweetheart.
And can you play the song, I'm Not Getting Nothing for Christmas?
Oh, do you want me to play I'm Getting Nothing for Christmas?
Yeah.
I'll ask Paul if he can find that for you. That's a funny song. Santa likes that. Oh, that little boy, because he's been nothing but bad. Oh, he was a naughty one.
All right, Santa, line 3, we have Emma, who is 4 from Middleborough.
Hello, Emma.
You say hi?
Hi.
Oh, we've got Emma and Mummy. And how are you tonight?
Good.
That's good, Emma. What would you like for Christmas?
A pink doll.
A doll that goes to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, my. All right, we've got a few of those downstairs. They've been going to the bathroom all night. Anything
a
else?
Toilet.
You want a new toilet?
You'll need a new toilet. That baby going to the bathroom all night. Get your baby outhouse. All right, Emma.
Yeah, thanks, sir.
We'll get, I think the new toilet might be for Mommy and Daddy. Would that be correct? Let me see. Hold on just a minute here. I think we have one of those right here in the studio with us tonight. Just a minute, in our workshop. Do we have the toilet? Oh, there it is. We have the toilet. All right, it's working. We'll bring it to you, Emma. This will be your toilet. Thank you, and we'll make sure it's all nice and clean for you. All right, sweetheart. Good night.
Say good night.
Good night. That's the first request we've had for the toilet.
It is.
And I'm glad I tested it to see if it was working. Let's try it again. Oh, okay.
It flushes. It's good.
It's a good toilet. Nice one. We don't use it. We just test them.
All right, Santa, line four, we have Keith, who is 9 from North Reading.
Very unusual request. Keith is on line four. Okay, here we are. I feel a little flushed. Hello, Keith.
Hi, Santa.
How are you tonight?
Good.
That's good. What's on your Christmas list?
Well, I really want a pink Nintendo DS and a green iPod.
Ooh, so you don't want to stay with the pink. You want pink and green.
Yes.
That's good. Santa loves green and red, as you know. All right, Keith, thank you so much for calling me tonight, and have a Merry Christmas, and I'll work on getting you those things on your list.
Okay.
Good night. Yes?
Also, what's your favorite kind of cookie?
Well, you know, it changes every night. I had some Oreos last night, and I'm kind of full with those. I was thinking I'd like those cookies that are chocolate and vanilla all in one. Those are, Santa likes those. I like to eat them at the same time, the chocolate and the vanilla. I like the mix of the flavor. So if you could find those, that's fine, but if not, I'll take anything.
Okay.
Thanks, Keith.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right, Santa, line seven, we have Karina, who is 4 from Salem, New Hampshire.
I think there's going to be a run at the Stop and Shop for the chocolate and the vanilla.
I think so, too.
Hello, Karina.
Hi.
What's on your Christmas list, sweetheart?
Baby bunk beds and baby high chairs.
Oh, the bunk beds. Those are fun. Now, will you be on the... You're only 4. Will you be on the bottom bunk, or are you going to climb way up to the top bunk bed?
They're for babies.
Oh, they're for babies. It's for a dolly. What's the matter with Santa tonight? And what else would you like? Anything?
Nothing else.
All right. Well, maybe I'll surprise you with something else, all right?
All right.
All right, Karina. Have a nice night.
We'll leave you some cookies.
Thank you, Karina. Santa appreciates that. I'm going to bring a big bag and take some of them with me. I can't eat them all. I'll never make all my stops. Good night, sweetheart. And, you know, I... Wait a minute. Hold on one. Herbie, get away from the toilet. That toilet is for the little girl who called in. Do not play with the toilet. I knew if I flushed it once.
You know, this is what happens.
You flush the toilet once, and they keep playing with it. All right, we'll be back with more of your children's calls and emails in just a minute. We'll take that toilet and put it
to the North Pole. Going back to Santa Claus. I got to tell you, Santa, and that is the first time I've ever heard anybody request a toilet from Santa Claus. And, of course, I listen to all of them. So I don't know how many you have there in case you get more requests.
Well, I don't know either, Paul, but we can make them if we have to. That was for Emma. I can tell you that the elves have been running around here like crazy ever since we tested the toilet. They just seem to, well, I don't know, they just seem fascinated with it because, you know, we don't really, the elves don't use them too much here at the North Pole, and I don't...
Santa!
Yes?
Santa, can we flush the toilet?
Herbie, no.
Come on! We want to flush the toilet!
No.
Let us flush the toilet!
Come on, Santa! We have children standing by, Herbie. There's no time to flush the toilet. Remember, it's not a toy.
Just one time?
One time? What do you think, Jill?
Just one time.
All right, all right.
Okay.
One time. Here we go. Let it flush.
Whee!
My goodness.
They love that.
Yes, they do. All right. All right, Jill, who's next?
All right, Santa. Let's go to line 4 to Rachel, who is 6 from Walpole.
All the children tonight will be flushing their toilets. Whee! We said we're going to Rachel on line 4,
line
right?
Line 4, yes.
Right. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
How are you tonight, sweetheart?
Good.
And what's on your Christmas list, Rachel?
A telescope and, what's it called? A Santa that can look up to the stars.
A telescope so you can look up to the sky. That's good. It'd be nice to look up there and see all the stars and see where Santa flies at night when I come to visit you on Christmas Eve. Okay, Rachel, sweetheart, thank you, darling. And we'll look forward to seeing you. And you'll be seeing me if you get that telescope.
All right, Santa line three, we have Emily, who is five from Abington.
Oh, hello, Emily, and welcome to Santa's workshop here in the North Pole. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
And what's on your Christmas list, honey?
Can I have the teddy bear from a Weskin for my sister Molly, the pink poodle.
Okay.
And a door doll for my sister Grace. And I want a messenger bag that's purple or pink that says Emily on it. And I want a rainbow toothbrush. And I want a surprise. And I want four packs of gum that are rainbow and bubblegum. And I want...
two Webkins, the penguin and the reindeer.
Yeah, I want the penguin and the reindeer Webkin. And... that's all.
You know what? Can I tell you something, Emily?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to believe this, but I'm holding your email right in my hand. And when you said, when you ever said you wanted the pink gum, I said to myself, I've just read that. And there it is. Emily, age 5 1/2. P.S. I love you. That's you, Emily, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sweetheart. Now I have your email and I have your telephone call.
Can I hear myself on the radio?
Can you hear yourself on the radio? You know what you can do tomorrow, Emily, and this goes for all the little boys and girls out there. Have your mummies and daddies go to the WROR website, and all the nice elves will download and put all of your phone calls on there, and you can actually listen to yourself played back. In fact, you can even save it. So, Emily, you can do that, and all the children can. Have a wonderful night, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, honey. Yes, I should tell you that more often, that when you go to the website where you email Santa, you can also find previous night's calls from your children to Santa Claus in the North Pole. And you can keep those forever. Be a wonderful keepsake.
All right, Santa line 8, we have Angel, who is 5 from Everett.
Hello, Angel. Merry Christmas. And how are you?
Good.
That's good. What's on your Christmas list?
A PlayStation 3.
And what else?
Tenorias.
Okay. And some games to go with that, Angel?
Yeah.
All right, Angel. Thank you very much. And I'll look for you on Christmas Eve.
All right, Santa line 2, we have Eileen, who is 7 from Roslindale.
Hello, Eileen.
Hello, Santa.
Speak nice and loud into the telephone, Eileen. What's on your Christmas list?
A new game for my DS.
Okay.
And a sundresses.
Sundresses.
And a doll.
And a doll.
And an Xbox.
And an Xbox.
And a Santa Claus Webkin.
Santa Claus Webkin. Okay. Eileen, one of the elves just handed me a piece of paper with a question. They wanted me to ask you what grade you're in.
First
grade. And hold on, one of the other elves has another question. It says, ask Eileen who one of her best friends in school is.
Joanna,
okay. All right, Eileen, Santa's going to run. Thank you for calling me tonight, honey.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, Santa line 5, we have Jenna, who is 4 from Sterling.
All right, let's get right over here to Jenna. Hello, Jenna.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Good.
That's good. So tell Santa, what would you like for Christmas?
I want a doll and a toy, angel.
A toy angel. That's a very sweet idea. All right, Jenna, Santa's going to work on that for you. And thank you for calling me tonight at WROR and at the North Pole. Good night, Jenna. Good night, honey. Well, Paul, we're going to send it back to you in Boston, and we're going to grab some more children's requests and put them on the radio, and also some more emails. The rest of this week and then next week, Christmas Eve will be here, and Santa Claus will be so busy doing what he does best, Thank you, Paul. And that's right, I will be doing that, and we're getting right down to the last minutes. I know it's days away, but in North Pole time, it's down to the last minutes. It's Christmas crunch. All right, little elf Jill, who's next?
All right, Santa, line three, we have Sarah, who is 8 from Billerica.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
And what's on your Christmas list, Sarah?
I would like a Nintendo DS.
Yes.
And a Barbie, three-story playhouse.
Barbie playhouse. Very good. How's school going this year, Sarah?
Very good.
Very good. So what do you like best about school?
I like social studies the best.
Well, that's good. Who's your social studies teacher?
Well, I don't have one. I just have one regular teacher. Her name is Mrs. Burns.
Mrs. Burns, you tell Mrs. Burns Santa said hello, and I heard that she's been very good this year. I might be sending her something special. Will you deliver that message tomorrow,
yep,
Sarah?
I will.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling me at WROR.
You're welcome.
Good night.
All right, Santa, line 6, we have Heidi, who is 9 from Brockton.
Hello, Heidi.
Hi, Santa.
How are you, sweetheart?
Good.
Excellent. What do you have on your Christmas list?
I want, a violin, a toy laptop, and a weapon pigeon.
Heidi, have you been taking violin lessons?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. That's a wonderful instrument for you to play. And you're going to take some lessons, you think, if I'm able to bring you a violin?
Yes.
Good. Maybe you can play a Christmas carol on it for me next year, okay?
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Sure you can, Heidi.
Can I give you some of my sister's things? She's 4 years old.
You want to just tell me? Too. You want to tell me what they are?
Yeah, she wants a big dollhouse.
Yes. And what's her name?
Ashley.
All right, Heidi, you're a very nice big sister.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling me tonight.
You're welcome.
Good night, sweetheart. Like a nice big sister, big brother. Nice to their smaller children. You know, the little ones look up to you, even if you're only 9 years old. They think you're a big deal.
All right, Santa, line 8, we have Eva, who is 4 from Newton.
Hello, Eva.
Hello.
Merry Christmas. What do you have on
I
your...
I want a microphone, please.
You want a microphone?
Yes.
Oh, what are you going to do with that microphone, Eva?
Sing.
You're going to sing. Can you sing something for Santa? What's one of your favorite songs, Eva?
Jingle Bells.
Oh, I'd love to hear you sing a little Jingle Bells. I'll even sing with you if you'd like to sing.
Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey, very good,
that
Eva.
That was great.
I think you should have a microphone. You're a regular Hannah Montana. Well, thank you, Eva. I'm going to work on getting you that microphone, and I'm glad you sang for me tonight.
Thank you.
Good night, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Santa, line 4, we have Sarah, who is 8 from Walpole.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. What do you have on your list tonight?
A few webkins.
Anything else?
And, a cell phone.
And a cell phone, okay. All right, Sarah, thank you for calling me tonight.
You're welcome.
And remember, everybody, you can also email Santa right on the WROR website at WROR.com.
All right, Santa, line 5, we have Emily, who is 9 from North Attleboro.
Hello, Emily.
Hi, Santa.
How are you tonight in North Attleboro?
Good.
That's good. Santa remembers being there last year, too. We had a good time in North Attleboro. Now tell me, what's on your Christmas list?
A cow webkin and a little pet shop. Well, round and round town, please.
Okay. And do you ever go shopping with your mommy and daddy or when you're there in North Attleboro?
Yes.
Where do you go? Do you go to the Stop and Shop or do you go to Shaw's?
Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop. Very good, Emily. Thank you. I've been by that Stop and Shop, too. Sometimes we park our sleigh back there and eat a few cookies when we're out on Christmas Eve. All right, Emily. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night, honey.
All right, Santa line 7 is Tanasia, who is 8 from Lawrence.
Hello, Tanasia.
Hi, Santa.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
So what would you like for Christmas?
I wish for Christmas is for, I wish for Christmas is some earrings, and I wish for my aunt to come home.
Well, I hope she comes home, too, Tanasia. And do you also want a guitar?
Yes.
All right. I know sometimes when we get on, there's so much to remember. I'll work on getting that for you. And you're a very sweet young girl. And thank you so much for calling Santa from Lawrence tonight. All right?
Okay. I love you, Santa.
I love you too, honey. Good night.
Good night.
We have all the elves.
And now,
the elves.
105.7 WROR presents another letter from Santa's cyber sack.
Dear Santa, Merry Christmas. My name is Natalie, and I want clothes for my American boy doll. We have a few of those downstairs in the workshop, and because he only has one outfit, he needs a bed. He needs an outfit and a bed,
too.
Yes. Also, I would like a Ben 10 watch and some layered T-shirts because they are my favorite. My sister Samantha would like the Julie American Girl doll to go to bed with her and the matching PJs for Julie and me. Also, I would like the Wii for my sister and for me, too. Love, Samantha and Natalie. Oh, Santa loves those emails. Here's another one. Dear Santa, Merry Christmas. My name is Connor, and I'm emailing you from my mom's email address because I'm only 7 and I can't have an email address yet.
Nope, not yet.
So I wanted to know if you could get me an album in the Chipmunks video games, iPod, Xbox, and here's my home address. Yes, Connor, I have this right here. Got your apartment number, too. Also, I wanted a PSP, handheld PlayStation, hockey, video game, air hockey. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, too.
A big connection to the North Pole for Santa Claus. We've got two more segments tonight. As every day flips by, we get closer and closer to Christmas.
Closer and closer to my favorite big night, Christmas Eve. Thank you, Paul. And we're back at the workshop with more children to speak with tonight and some more emails to read as well. Jill, who's first with us?
All right, Santa, line one, we have Nicholas, who is 4 from Berkeley.
Oh, hello, Nicholas. This is Santa Claus. Can you hear me?
This is Santa.
How are you, Nicholas?
Good.
That's good. What do you want for Christmas, son?
More baseball.
Okay. Very good. I can hear you wonderful. In fact, I think if I stuck my head out the window at the North Pole, I'd hear you. Good boy, Nicholas. Anything else?
Do you want anything else? Think quickly. Santa's very busy.
Oh, well, that's okay. He has the same name as jolly old St. Nicholas, so we give him an extra couple of seconds.
Wow.
Well, Nicholas, thank you for calling me tonight in the North Pole.
Okay, say Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Santa!
Yeah, I'm on the good list, right?
I'm on the good list!
Okay, very good. Have a wonderful night. Santa has to get on the earmuffs.
He's on the good list.
Hello, test, 1, 2.
All right, Santa, let's go to line 2 to Callie, who is 5 from Hanover.
You're going to have some fun in that house Christmas Day. Hello, Callie.
Hi.
How are you tonight, honey?
Good.
And what's on your Christmas list?
Croc, Webkin, and Nintendo DS.
And Nintendo DS, okay. So,
and my brother Matthew wants Spider-Man toys and a Star Wars costume.
And how old is Matthew?
He is 4. He just turned 4.
So you two are just about a year apart then, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's nice. You can play with one another.
Uh-huh.
All right, Callie. Thank you, honey, and have a Merry Christmas, and I know you will.
Merry Christmas.
Good night, honey.
Good night.
All right, Santa, line 3, we have Constantino, who is 3 from Newton.
Hello, Constantino. How are you tonight, sweetheart?
Good.
That's good. What's in your Christmas?
I want, see the head drum.
You'd like a drum?
Light and strings and red bars. And the bus go the other side, the side and the other side.
All right, Constantino. You do want a drum too, right? Did you say you wanted a drum, Constantino?
Yeah.
All right, honey. Santa has it all written down. Thank you, sweetheart. Have a wonderful night.
All right, Santa, line 5, we have Alicia, who is 7 from Waltham.
Hello, Alicia.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
So what's on your Christmas list, Alicia?
A Wii and a playset for my baby sister.
Oh, okay. Very good. How old's your baby sister?
1 year old.
Oh, just a little Mickey Mouse baby. Very nice. Okay, Alicia, tell me, what grade are you in, sweetheart?
Third.
And what do you like most about school?
Art.
Art, very nice. Do you draw pictures in art class?
Yes.
Have you drawn any pictures lately?
Yes.
What's the picture you drew most recently?
Rainbows and animals.
That's good. With rainbows, you get to use all the crayons too, right?
Yes.
Just about all the crayons. That Santa likes that. All right, Alicia. Thank you so much for calling me tonight, honey.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas to you too, sweetheart. Good night.
Bye.
All right, Santa, line four, we have Liam, who is 5 from Boston.
Hello, Liam. Hello, Liam. How are you, Liam?
Good.
That's good. What's on your Christmas list?
Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yes. And a computer.
Oh, and a computer.
A princess towel.
Oh, okay. Very good, Liam.
A princess towel.
Excellent. Who's helping you out over there?
My mom.
She's a big help. You tell Mommy Santa said thank you for helping you a little bit, okay, Liam?
Mm-hmm.
So have you been good this year, Liam?
Mm-hmm.
You've been a good boy, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. All right. If Mommy didn't help you with that one. Good night, Liam.
Good night.
Good night, honey. The children get so nervous when they talk with Santa Claus. Let me get over here to our email page and see what I can find here. Dear Santa, did your name used to be Kris Kringle? My name is Hunter. I'm 8 years old. I really want a Nintendo DS Zelda Phantom Hourglass game, too. Thank you, Hunter. Oh, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, Hunter. Well, I go by Kris Kringle sometimes. That's true. I go by jolly old St. Nicholas. I go by many names, just sometimes Santa Claus. But no matter what name I use, I still am the same person. And I visit all the children around the world, and sometimes they call me a different name where they live. Dear Santa, I want a Penguin Webkinz, a Disney Winnie the Pooh, a humidifier, and can I have a Seal Webkinz? And I want a Squawker's Maw Call, and a Collie Webkinz, and a Chia Garfield head plant, and a Mario Party Nintendo DS Lite. Shane, which one doesn't fit? I think the humidifier. Well, whatever. It's on the list, and we'll get to it. Don't you worry about that, Shane. Oh. All right, Paul.
I have a red light in the studio. When the red light pops on, that means Santa has made the connection. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
I'm here, Paul, ready to talk to the children before we get very busy and get right back into the workshop tonight. All right, Jill, we have some more children ready to go.
All right, Santa, line 8, we have Jesse, who is 4 from Saugus.
Oh. Hello, Jesse. It's your turn.
Hello. You know what I wanted?
How are you tonight, Jesse?
Good.
That's good. What would you like for Christmas? Scooby-Doo?
Yes, Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
Scooby-Doo and Shaggy. Yeah, they're fun, Jesse. Well, thank you. Santa will work on bringing that to you for Christmas, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jesse. Now, it's almost bedtime for you, isn't it?
Yeah,
you're only 4 years old.
Yeah.
So it must be time to get to sleep. You got to get your rest. Get ready tomorrow, and then, of course, Christmas is coming real soon. I don't guess you're... Yes. All right, Jesse. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, Santa, line 7, we have Parker, who is 6 from Everett.
Hello, Parker.
Hi, Santa.
How are you tonight?
I'm good.
That's good. So tell Santa, what do you have on your list?
Well, I have Hot Wheels and City, and I have Monster Castle and Medical Castle. You know, Medical and Thomas, and there's going to be snow, and then you want snow.
Okay, Parker, I think we have all of that down. And thank you very much for calling me tonight. And I'll look forward to seeing you in Everett on Christmas Eve, okay?
Okay.
Good night, honey.
All right, Santa line six, we have Alyssa, who is 10 from Middleborough.
Hello, Alyssa.
Hi.
Merry Christmas. Oh, we lost Alyssa. I think she got a little nervous.
I think so, too. All right, line five, we have Stephen, who is 6 from Walden.
Stephen, it's you. Oh, they're jumping up and down.
They really are.
Santa Claus looking for Stephen.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Stephen. Do you have a Christmas list with you tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's on your list?
Power Wheels. I want a PlayStation 3. And I want a guitar. He's like that big. Nah, what else do I want?
I don't know.
I want a car. Like two cars, a matchbox.
Who's helping you out there, Stephen?
Who's that? My sister?
Well, I don't know. Is it your sister? Good. Okay, Stephen.
Yeah.
We'll get all those things on the list for you and see how the elves make out with us, Stephen. All right? Good night.
What do you want, Santa?
What's that?
What do you want?
What do I want for Christmas? That all the boys and girls have a happy and a Merry Christmas. That's all I want. And maybe a couple of cookies on the side.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Stephen. You know what I was thinking, Jill?
What's that?
We have all these telephones ringing here in the North Pole, and we did lose a call. Do you think we should just pick one and take it?
I think we should.
What's your favorite number?
All right, let's go to line four.
Line four. All right, let's see. If the phone is ringing and you're listening, good luck. Hello, Merry Christmas. Who is this?
Molly.
What's your name, honey?
Molly.
Molly, and how old are you?
5.
Molly, you're talking to Santa Claus. Tell me what you would like for Christmas.
A moon sand.
Oh, a moon sand. Excellent, Molly. Where do you live? What town?
East Bridgewater.
East Bridgewater. Molly, you're the lucky one that got through with our wild card call to the North Pole. Have a wonderful night, sweetheart.
You too.
Good night. You just never know. Santa's always full of surprises. But
I think we're losing it.
We're losing the connection. Paul, I know you lost it a long time ago. I'm going to give it back to you. Merry Christmas, everybody.